Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Peya, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Here's a term that you'll have to know to understand this Mishnah. Because we're going to see it six times in this Mishnah, Bez Hashem. The words are Ad until Sheyimoreach. What does Yimoreach mean? It means to pile up the Tvua into a nice pile and smooth it out. Again, you pile up the Tvua and then they make it smooth with a kind of a keli. But basically, when you pile it up and you smooth it out, that's the end of the work that is done with the Tvua. There's a lot of work that goes into Tvua before you look at this nice, smooth pile of finished Tvua, whether it's wheat, whether it's barley, whatever it is. The plowing, the planting, the harvesting. You learned the Lametes Malachas. Then there's the winnowing and the threshing, breaking off and separating and taking away the parts that we don't use. Now, what changes in halacha with the tefuah from before it's in this nice pile until after it's piled up so nicely? And for that, we're going to learn the Mishnah. We're going to see six different halachas. Here's the first one. Li'olam hu naisa mishum peya upatur min ha-maisris ad sheyimareach. Let's explain and then we'll touch the words. The right way to separate peya is as you're cutting the tefua, to leave part of the tefua uncut. If you didn't and you wound up cutting the entire field, you still have to separate peya from the tefua that was cut. Even if you grinded it up already, even if you kneaded the dough and baked it, you still have to separate peya. In that case, you would be separating peya from the bread. Now, peya is potter and maestris. We know you can't eat any tefua that grows in Eretz Yisrael unless you separate truma and the different maestris. But the part that you leave for peya, neither you or the poor person who takes it has to separate any trumas and maestris from it. But that's only if the peya was separated before miruach, before you had these piles. If he did not separate peya until after there's a pile, there's already a chiv to separate trumas and maestris from it. And even though I'm still going to take off peya, but you can't eat that peya without first separating trumas and maestris. So that's the first of the six halachas. Li'olam, he can always. Li'olam hu noisein mishum peya, can always continue to separate the peya even after he cut the entire tefua upata min ha-maestris. And that tefua that's laying on the floor, he's going to separate peya from it now, or that tefua that he starts processing, he starts threshing, all the things that have to be done, it's still patur and maestris. Ad sheyimareach, until he smooths the pile. But if he gives peya afterwards, after miruach, the farmer is going to have to separate trumas and maestris, and only then can he give it to the poor person, or allow for the poor person to take it. Halacha 2. V'noise mishum hefker. Forget peya. An owner of a field can decide, my field is hefker, anyone can come and take it. Upatur min ha-maestris. And the halacha is, once something is ownerless, it's hefker, you don't have to separate trumas and maestris. But ad sheyimareach. If after the tefua was piled up and smoothed out, if he decides then, you know what, it's ownerless, it's hefker, but it's already mechuyev in maaser. Third halacha. Michael, you can feed from the tefua lebehema to a behema v'lachaya, and to a chaya ulaifis, and to birds, potter min ha-maestris, and it's potter and maestris. I can take my tefua and feed it to my behema, to my chaya, to my birds, before separating maestris. Ad sheyimareach, until the time of miruach. Because the halacha is, you're allowed to eat in a temporary fashion, achilas aroi, from peiros that weren't finished yet. In other words, you still have to process them. And the eating of a behemah is always considered a chilas aroi. So just like I can eat a snack for my tefua before taking off trumas and maestris, if this tefua wasn't finished yet, I can feed it to my animal. But once the tefua is smoothed out in this pile, that's called nigmar malachta. Its work is done, and you can't eat even in a temporary fashion from it. You can't even eat a chilas aroi before separating trumas and maestris, and therefore you can't feed it to your behema or to your chaya. So far we had three halachas, ad sheyimareach. One was that if you separate peya before miruach, it's patra maisris. The other one is if you're mafker, you make your field hefker, it's patra maisris, but only until miruach. And the third halacha we learned is you can feed your behema, chayen oifais, from the tvu without taking off maisris until the time of miruach. So we have three more to go. Here's the fourth. Zakta Mishnah, the noital, he can take. Min hagoyren, he can take. Tfua, that no maisers were taken from. From the threshing floor. What's a threshing floor? It's really the last step before miruach. It's where the tfua that was already cut is banged again and again. And that's the break of the parts that you can't eat from it. So you can take the tfua, where no maisers were taken from it yet, from the threshing floor, min ha-goyden, it's from the threshing floor, you can take that tfuah v'zareya and plant it, upatam and ha-maisris. Zakta ba-tanura, really? Even after meruach, if I took it and planted it, it's patur and maisris. You don't have to separate maisris before you plant with it. But midrabanan your chayiv. Rebbe Kiva holds, that chiyuv midrabanan, to separate maisris before you're going to plant it, only starts on the time of Meruach. So one more time. The Noitel Min Agayrin. You can take the tool from the threshing floor, which is before the step of Meruach. Vizereya and plant it. Upatem in Amaisris and its Pater in Maisris. Achi Amereach. Until the time that you pile it up and smooth it out. Divi Rebbe Akiva. Zehalt Rebbe Akiva. Now halacha number five. Kayin Velevi Shalokhu Es Agayrin. You have a Kayin or a Levi who bought the tefuah that's laying on the threshing floor. And they're going to finish it off. Zakta Mishnah HaMaisris Shalahem. When they eventually separate maisris, they can keep it. Now, normally, if a kohen or a levi buys food that no maisris were taken from, the kohen can't say, well, I'm a kohen, I'm keeping it for myself. Or the levi can't say, well, I'm a levi, so fine, I'll take off maisris and give it to myself. Can't do that. You have to give it to a different kohen or a different levi. But that's only after miruach. If the kohen or levi buy the tefuah before it was put into a pile and smoothed out, when they separate Trumas and Maisris, they can separate it and give it to themselves. In other words, just take it. Vayter says the Mishnah, the final and sixth halacha. HaMagdish upoyd, if someone is Magdish, his tour that no Maisris were taken from. And then he's paid it, he redeems it. Okay, so Chayiv of Maisris. Now you have to take off Maisris. But only Achi Meroyach HaGizber. If let's say I take my tour before Meroyach and I Magdish it, I give it to Hegdish. The Gizber, the treasurer of Hegdish, the Gaba, he's responsible for it. He finishes it off. And he puts it into a pile and smooths it out. So when the Gemar Malacha took place, it was in the property of Hegdish. And then I go and I redeem it. Then it's Pater and Maestris. Because at the time of Gemar Malacha, it belonged to Hegdish. And Hegdish does not have to separate Meiser. So once again, the six halachas. Halacha number one. Although you always have to separate peya, even if it's bread, if you forgot to do it to start with, the right way, which is not to cut everything but to leave something over, you always have to separate peya. But the din that peya is pater and maisris is only until it's piled up and smoothed out, until achi yemereya. Halacha number two is, if you say your field is hefker, it's pater and maisris until the time of meruach. Once you pile it up and you say it's hefker afterwards, it's already mechuyev and maisris. Halacha number three, you can feed the unmeistered tfua to your behema, to your chaya, and to your oifais. And as the Batanur explained, you yourself can eat in a temporary fashion from it. Achi yemereach. Halacha number four. If you take the tfua from the threshing floor, which is before miruach, and you plant it, it's pater and maisris, as the Alter Rebbe Akiva. But once there's miruach, if you want to take it and plant it, you have to first separate maisris. Halacha number five. A kohen and levi who bought tfua, and they buy it before miruach, they have to separate maisris, but they can keep it. The kohen can keep the truma, the levi can keep the maiser. And the sixth halacha was, if I am magdish, if I give to hegdish my tefuah, and then I redeem it, I have to separate maisris. But only until the time of meruach. If I am magdish my tefuah, and when it's in the property of hegdish, the one who's in charge of taking care of the hegdish does the meruach, and then I redeem it afterwards, so because during the time of Meruach, it was in the property of Hegdish, even though I redeemed it afterwards, it'll remain Pater and Maestris.